Now we begin a new world, the world of Kriya Satoira. Hilchas Kriya Satoira, the laws related to reading the Torah in shul, in as part of the davening. Halacha Aleph, Ein Koyrim Batoira Bepoches Miasora Psukim. Whenever we're taking out the Torah to read it publicly, we can only do that if we're going to be reading a minimum of 10 psukim. Vayedaber Oyla Min Aminyan. And even a pasuk like Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor does count, even though it seems like a very common pasuk that comes up. So what? It still registers as one of the 10 psukim. Ve'i slik inyona. However, if a person reads a section of Torah and that story or that piece finishes before 10 psukim, kegoin, for example, Parsha Samolek, the story where the Jews come out of Egypt, they cross the Red Sea, and then they meet up with Amalek. They meet up with Amalek, Vayovoy Amalek, which we read on Purim morning. That's the portion of the Torah that we read on Purim in the morning before we read the Megillah. She'en bo elates psukim, where there's only 9 psukim there, shapir domi. It's okay. It's kosher. It's beseder. Since that whole story finishes within 9 psukim, you don't have to add an additional pasuk, you know, from somewhere else. Read the 10th pasuk. This halacha was written while Rabbeinu Zal was still living, and therefore Rabbi Nosson Zal used the wording Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer. Al pi ma shekosav Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer, this is based on what Rabbeinu Zal wrote in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, shetzorich lahamshich arichas yomim letoich hamalchus. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the concept of malchus, and he mentions the fact that the Gemara says that malchus is shaloika seder, malchus is din, malchus is destructive, dina de malchus adina. And therefore, the Gemara says, harabonos mekaberes ba'aleo, malchus buries the one who possesses it. So Rabbeinu Zal says, if you're going to be dealing with malchus, you better make sure you're drawing life into the malchus. We have to make sure to draw arichas yomim, long life, into the malchus. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 56 that the way that you draw life into your malchus is through the study of Torah. Shehi shmo de kutshe barichu. The Torah is the name of Hashem. She'al yodo koirin es hachayim. And it's via the Torah, through studying Torah, we draw life from, we call out to life, which is Hashem, umamshichin letoich hamidois v'hakelim. And we draw Hashem's light into vessels, into midois, v'chulu, etc. Ayin shom kol hamaymar hamaschilu v'yoyim habikurim. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, study that whole chapter of Likutei Moran, chapter 56, in the first half of Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal explains that just like when I want to receive anything from anyone, the only way I can do that is by first mentioning the person's name. Chaim, can you lend me your car? Can you bring me the juice? Can you give me this? Whenever I want to get something from someone, in order to do that, step number one, even before you mention your request, you have to mention the name of the person. Rabbeinu Zal says, so too, if Hashem is the source of life, and we want to draw life from Hashem, step one is, you got to mention Hashem's name. And the name of Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is called Kula Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's wall-to-wall names of Hashem. The Arizal shows how even words that to us have nothing to do with the name are really names of Hashem. Every Bereshis is names of Hashem. Bara, Elohim, Es is a name of Hashem. The Arizal shows how the whole Torah is names of Hashem. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moran, when we study Torah, we're calling Hashem. We're saying, Hashem, hey you, Hashem. That's what we do in the study of Torah, and that's how a person makes a connection to Hashem to be able to draw life into our malchus. This world is malchus. We mentioned the previous halacha. This world is the place of Malchus. Malchus buries. This world is full of cemetery. You got graves all over the place. So everybody's here to die. The pasuk says in Kehelas, "Yoy moisay miyom hivoldoy." From the second a person comes into the world, they're dying. They start walking. Destination death. Destination cemetery. So then, one second. Oh, how do I get any life? You know, how do we draw life? The answer is the way to draw life is through the Torah, by which we call Hashem. We call Hashem and thereby are able to receive chiyus from Hashem via the Torah. I'm giving it to you short. Rabbeinu Zalveir in the beginning of chapter 56 in Likutei Moran elaborates on this very, very much. And interesting, the term that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there is to call. That when you want something from somebody, you got to call the person's name. You got to call them. So now Rav Moshe Zal is going to explain, note, that reading the Torah in shul is called Kriyas HaTorah. The word likro in Hebrew means to read, and the word likro means to call someone. V'zeh b'chinas Kriyas HaTorah. This is the concept of laning, reading the Torah in shul, which is called Kriyas HaTorah. Ki af shal yedei esek HaTorah b'chol mokoyim, mamshichem arichas yomim, because although whenever any Jew is involved in Torah, learning Torah, it's one of the ways of drawing this longevity of life from Hashem. Al kol zeh still beyoser mesukol zeh kriyas haTorah. The real time when we're doing this, the most important time when Jews are making a connection with Hashem to be able to draw chiyus arichas yomim into our malchus is by Kriyas HaTorah. Ki HaTorah bi'atzma kemoi shehi ksuva lefaneinu, because the Torah, the Sefer Torah, as it's written and presented to us, hi b'chinas shmo dekutshe barichu. The Torah is the name of Hashem. Shem ho'etzem mamish. It's the ultimate name of Hashem. V'chein ha'posuk. And Rav Nosson Al says, take a look in the posuk that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in Likutei Moran, when it talks about a king, that every Jew is supposed to write a Torah for himself, write a Sefer Torah for himself. A king is supposed to have the regular Sefer Torah that every Jew writes for himself, and an additional Sefer Torah because he's king. He's supposed to have two Sifrei Torah. And it says there, V'hoiso imoi, the Torah that the king writes for himself, that additional Torah, should be with him, the Koraboi Kol Yemei Chayav, and he reads in it throughout his life. Again, look at the word being used, the Kora, Kriyas HaTorah. And that posuk, Ne'amar Gamkein Al HaSefer Torah, Shetzorech HaMelech Lichtavloi. That's not talking about Masechta Baba Metzio, Baba Kama, learning. That's talking about a Sefer Torah, an actual Sefer Torah that he's going to read from throughout his life. V'yalkein nikra b'loshin kriyas haTorah. Now you understand why this is the terminology that's used when we talk about reading the Torah publicly, you know. Hainu b'chinas kriya mamish. Because what we're doing, when the Torah is being read publicly that way, what we're doing is we're calling, we're dialing, we're Googling Hashem. We're dialing Hashem. Kara, we're calling Hashem, you hear me? That's what we're doing by Kriyas HaTorah. We're saying Hashem. B'chinas v'koraboy kol yemei chayav. And look at the wording in the pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal gives a twist on that pasuk. The king reads in it, and he calls all of his life. The Koraboy Kol Yemei Chayav, he receives all the days of his life from the Torah by reading, by announcing Hashem's name. Shal Yidei Zeh Koirin Eschai HaChayim. By reading the Torah, we call the source of all life. Hashem was called Chai HaChayim, Kama Shekosuv Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over in Likutei Moran. Now you'll understand an interesting halacha about Kriyas HaTorah that you don't have regarding other things. The Gemara says in Brachas, page 8, that a Jew who's in shul at the time that they're reading the Torah and he walks out, kol ha-meniach sefer Torah kishi psucha, A Jew who leaves the Torah when the Sefer Torah is open, v'yotze, and he walks out, niskatzrin yomov, his days, his life is shortened. What's the story? Why is it using that terminology? Hepech arichas yomim. That's the exact opposite of longevity of life. Reading the Torah, laning in the Torah, brings mamshich arichas yomim on all those who are present. Walking out during laning, walking out during Kriya Satoira, or not connecting to Kriya Satoira, shortens one's life, chas v'shalom. Rav Nosson Zal many times shows you how the exact terminology that's used in the Gemara, that it's not stam. Every word there is loshen kodesh. The words, it could have said mace. It doesn't say that. It says his days are shortened. That's showing us that what Kriya Satoira is all about is arichas yomim, lengthening the days. That's what Kriya Satoira is all about. Chas v'shalom going against that, showing disrespect to Kriya Satoira, will shrink a person's days, will shorten one's life, chas v'shalom. V'al kein, tiknu Kriya Satoira b'Shabbos, v'yontif, u'b'mincha b'Shabbos, u'b'sheni v'chamishi. Now we'll understand also why this mitzvah of Kriya Satoira, taking out the Sefer Torah and reading it publicly, is only at special times, Shabbos, Yontif, and on Shabbos it's in the morning and also at Mincha, and Mondays and Thursdays. What's unique about those times? Ki kulam heim yemei rotzayn. Those are special days when Hashem is extra close to us. There's an extra connection to Hashem. V'oz nimshach shefa, and therefore those are the days when there's a special flow of shefa, much more so than on other days. Al kein tzorich likrois b'Torah, and that's why we have to read from the Sefer Torah, kedei likrois es hachayim, to summon life. Because we said when you read the Torah, you're saying, Hashem, we're ready, send it down. That announcement of the name of Hashem, that's in reading the Torah, drawing that shefa letoich hamidos v'kelim, to bring that shefa from Hashem, which starts out as infinite light, unformatted light. We're bringing it into midos and kelim. We're bringing it into chesed, gevura, into shape and form. Kedei shelo yeh riboy oyer, because we know that if the light comes down and it doesn't go into kelim, we're in big trouble. It can drown us. When the water is flowing and there are no boundaries, we know what happens, right? There's flooding, there's mass destruction. Kama shekosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'al kein tiknu kriya sefer Torah b'shas hatfila, and this is why the rabbis established that we take out the Torah and read it in middle of davening. What's the story? In middle of the finish davening and then take this. So what's in middle of davening taking out the Torah? Ki hatfilah hu bechinas malchus. Because tefillah is malchus. Dovid HaMelech said, va'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. Val yedei hatfilah ma'oyerin hashefa. And that's why tefillah activates, it initiates the shefa. However, we know Malchus is dead. You remember the Gemara says that when Dovid HaMelech was born, he had zero life. He was supposed to die as an Eifel within 30 days. He had to draw, there had to be special, special stuff happening. Adam Arishin gave him 70 of his years, and that wasn't good enough because his years were defective. The Avos, Avraham, Yaakov, Yosef, had to each contribute years to Dovid HaMelech to give him life. What do you mean? Why didn't he have his own life? Because Dovid is Malchus, and Malchus is the Leslo Migarmo Klum. Malchus has no Horabonus Mikaberis. You have to do a special pa'ula to be Mamshich Arichas Yomim into the Malchus. And it's all about drawing life, which is chokhmah, chokhmah techaya, life, light, into midos. Throughout every day of the year, the regular days, that's being accomplished through the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Uvol Hatzion, as we learned earlier. Shehi gam kein kriyas psukim. How is that doing it? Because that's also psukim from the Torah. And anytime you read any pasuk in the Torah, that's the name of Hashem, and that's one of the ways that you bring about this flow of Arichas Yomim. Val yodam koirin es hashefa latoich hamizkanal. That's one of the ways that you call the shefa to get it to come down into kelim, into vessels. V'al kein osur lotzeis mibeis haknesses koidim k'dusha de sidra k'moisha osur lotzeis b'mzegres ha-Torah. Now you'll know why there's a corresponding halacha. There are two laws in Shulchan Aruch that sort of line up perfectly. There's one law that says, don't you dare walk out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. There's another law that says, don't you dare walk out before Kadosh, 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 before the Kedusha de Sidra. Because both of those are places where you're drawing life, where you're drawing that Chiyus into the Malchus. You're drawing that Yiridas HaShefa. Avol b'sheni v'chamish yushayam kedoshim. However, on Monday and Thursday and other special days like Shabbos, Yontif, Shem Yemei Rotzain, which are special days of Rotzain, Umachma She'oz Eis Rotzain, because that's a special time when it's possible to draw much more Shefa from Hashem, much more powerful Shefa. Ein Maspi Kedusha de Sidranal. Therefore, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Uvol Hatzion isn't enough. We have to actually take out a Sefer Torah, a kosher Sefer Torah, and read from it. Because that's the real way that we call Hashem and we turn on that faucet, that flow of Chiyus. Kedei likrois harotzoin v'hachayim v'hashefa letoich hamidos kanal. In order to draw that light, that spirituality, that life, that shefa into midos, into kelim, into vessels. What are the vessels? Every word in the Torah is a vessel. Every letter is a vessel. Different shapes, different forms. There's 3 ounces and 12 ounces. There's a letter, there's an aleph, which is 12 ounces. There's the yud, which is 3 ounces. Every letter has different shapes and forms. They're all kelim and midos into which this light of Hashem is flowing. Kedei lahamshich arichas yomim latoich hamalchus. And this is all about drawing that longevity of life into the malchus. V'alkein ein koirin pochas mi'asura psukim. And that's why the halacha says the minimum portion of Kriyas HaTorah is 10 psukim. Kedei lasakin hamalchus. Because again, we want to go from top to bottom, from upstairs to downstairs. It's 10 levels. Shehabechino haktano shebo. And we know that Malchus is government. What's the lowest, what's the smallest unit of government? Hi bechinas asora. It's a group of 10. Bechinas sore asorois. When Moshe Rabbeinu was setting up the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, Yisroi gave him advice, and he said, you need leaders of tens, leaders of 50s, leaders of hundreds, leaders of thousands. That's the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, which begins with tens units. Kihi klula me eser, because it's made up of 10, the eser me eser, and 10 of 10, the eser, and so on and so forth. Vahamiyut shebeklolis, hu klolius me eser. And the smallest grouping is a grouping of 10. So again, that's why when we want to draw chiyus into the malchus, the minimum portion is 10 psukim of the Torah. And now in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why there's one exception to that rule. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make it perfectly clear. Rav Nosson Zal makes it clear. The Shulchan Aruch says, whenever you're going to finish a whole topic in less than 10 psukim, it's okay to do less. In reality, that's only once a year. It's only on Purim morning. It's only that parsha of Amalek that's less than 10 psukim. And the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal's next two paragraphs, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why. Why that's the exception to the rule that's less than 10. We'll continue in the next year, Mitzvah Shem.